The Scenic Drive with Rion.
So impressed with Adele.
Oh, man, love it.
That was a treat. Mm.
Amazing.
Greg Lucas. Winner of the first season of The Voice South Africa in 2016 came out this week, now, JK. He monitors all the gay mail. He realized that Craig, in a very open-hearted letter, wrote about his struggles as a gay man. And he joins us via Skype from Cape Town. Craig Lucas, hello.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the family officially.
Thank you.
took you long enough.
Yeah, no. It's been 25 miserable years, man.
Listen, are you currently in a relationship?
I was, and just because of all the things I've been going through, I sort of screwed it up a little. But I intend on being back there pretty soon. I'm gonna try my best to make things right. I've not been a really nice person recently, but yeah.
Are you talking about the same person now? That same guy that you wrote about? Is that the person you want back?
No. I was in a relationship even when I was on The Voice, but I kept it a secret. But as I said in the letter, because I was in the closet, you're such an angry person, and I was so miserable, and so obviously you sort of hurt the people closest to you, and I wasn't a very good boyfriend. So I screwed it up, but hopefully I'll get to fix that pretty soon.
So Michelle was making an interesting comment earlier, and she said, why in 2018, the younger generation, just make your comment that you...
Craig, it's Marcel, how's it?
Hey, Marcy.
I was saying that in the year 2018, you would think that because young people are so aware about the LGBTQI community is out there, it's on social media. I hear more and more from parents saying, no, but the kids know about their rights. They've got friends who've come out and they're tweens or they're in their teens. You would think that at this stage when, for instance, you take part in a voice competition where that part of the market is so important, that girls who they believe are so important to vote in terms of the voting market wouldn't care what side of the team you bat for. But it seems that maybe we've overestimated how open and liberal our communities are, especially the young people.
I think with me, when you sort of hate who you are and you haven't come to terms with who you are, even if it's one person making the comment that this might affect the girls who listen to your music, you internalize that and you start to believe that, even if it isn't the case. The response I got on social media has been insane. Some girls were even offended that I would suggest that they'd stop listening to my music because I'm gay.
Is it an industry thing then? Or is it the people who are running these businesses and trying to mold these artists that they're putting out there?
I think potentially it is. When I came out, I referenced Sam Smith and all these guys that come out. They're international artists, but I think they are able to do this because the market is so big. In South Africa, we've almost only got South Africa, you know? And so you worry that the market is so small already. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do anything that could jeopardize your career, because I think being an artist in South Africa is way harder than it is being an international artist.
The Scenic Drive with Rion.